Welcome to the Hacking Happy Podcast, a podcast designed to arm you with the tools and experiments that enable you to define happiness on your terms and inject more of it into each day. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso. I'm the world's first happiness hacker, and I have a bold mission. A mission to teach 10 million humans how to realize happiness on their terms by 2025. So, if you're ready to ignite your self-belief and inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, let's get started. Hello and welcome. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hello and welcome to episode number 34 of the Hacking Happy Podcast. Today we are going to talk about learning to love. No, but I need to check in with the reality at the moment. Obviously, I can't pronounce my words correctly. I'm sitting in my bedroom, which is not normally where I do my podcasts, and it's really funny how it's thrown my vibe off trying to do this. This is like take four, and I don't normally do takes on podcasts, but I've had to move around because of noise and different things going on as a single parent with my son and his mates over and all that sort of stuff. So if you're like me, hopefully you can relate to what it's like to trying to get something done and it's not been perfect, not that it needs to be perfect. Four times in a row now I've had to restart. So hopefully you might get the right take this time around. So let's talk. I'm going to share with you a little story. Now, you'll know from past episodes if you've been listening, if you haven't, welcome. And I have just recently finished my yoga teacher training, and I've been really focused on getting as much practice as I possibly can. So just this past week, I was out walking in the park with my dog, which I do every day, and I noticed two women that I see there often doing yoga off an iPad. Now, these women I know have been doing this yoga since the lockdown started. And I suspect that, like many of us, the reason they took up yoga off the iPad together in the park is that this was their way of staying sane, keeping their body moving when so many of us have had COVID kilos to try and shift, and also their way of injecting a little more human connection into each day, which is something that feels like it's fundamentally missing at the level that it used to be at in today's society. So with that happening and seeing them and obviously me wanting to get practice around my yoga, I saw an opportunity and it made me feel really uncomfortable, but I've learnt through what I'm going to share with you today, which is a really powerful and simple practice to actually step through the discomfort and step into asking for what I want. So I walked up and I said, "Hey, ladies, what sort of yoga is it that you're doing?" And one of the ladies turned around and said to me, "Oh, it's vinyasa." And I said, "Well, here's the deal. I've recently done my yoga teacher training. And if you ever want a free class, I'm more than happy to come and share with you what I've learned. I'm really keen to get practice." So they kindly said, "Oh, that sounds nice," and took my number. And I thought, "Oh, that'll be the last time I hear from them." And lo and behold, a couple of days ago, I got a message saying, "We'd love to have that free yoga class that you mentioned. And tomorrow morning, I'm running a yoga class with a couple of random strangers in the park." Now, why share this story? Well, because it got me thinking about the fact that so many of us don't ask for what we want because we fear the response will be a no. Even small things like me asking for this yoga class, and the fear of that no is often a barrier for most people. We fear rejection. And, you know, understandably so. It doesn't make us feel good to get rejected. Hearing a no doesn't make us feel good. We're not wired to feel good when those things come at us. But today I want to explore with you the question, what if rejection actually held the key to possibility? I wonder if you've ever considered the fact that you cannot get yeses in life unless you get nos. That unlocking the door to what you want, to the opportunity that it presents, is clearly a numbers game. So unless we learn to love a no, which is what today is all about, unless we learn to embrace rejection as a positive thing, not a negative, I firmly believe we are leaving our hopes and our dreams unlived and our skill in resilience firmly underdeveloped. And so that's why in today's podcast, I want to explore with you the concept of rejection therapy, which is something I stumbled across a little while back now, and how it can help you build your mental wealth, which I'm a huge advocate for, and also open the door to opportunities that you never imagined possible. Now, we're not just going to talk about things because if you know me, you know I'm all about taking action and enabling you to do the same. So I'm also going to gift you a brilliant tool that I use myself time and time again for helping you to learn to love and know so much so that you won't want to stop seeking them out. So how does that sound? Again, she sips her coffee. I have to apologize. I'm normally not doing podcasts early in the morning, and so I need my coffee bump to get me going like so many of us do. So I will take the occasional sip, and perhaps you might pause and grab a coffee and join me, and we can sip it together as we move through this podcast. Okay, back on track. So Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you think you cannot." Now, I share that because today that's what I want us to play with. Now, not in the context of the little tool or the hack that I'm going to give you, because what that's going to do is help you set the foundations to enable you to step into fear over time in a way that you perhaps never thought you could. Choosing to act courageously each day can be challenging, right? I don't doubt that. But the benefits, if you do choose courage each day, can blow you away. If you had have told me back in 2014 when I left my corporate career, the opportunities I have had as an entrepreneur, that my path would have seen me do things like publish my first article in the Harvard Business Review, be announced as one of the most influential female entrepreneurs in Australia, have the opportunity to present to the Senate on the future of work, being accepted as a faculty member at Singularity University over in Silicon Valley, or writing my first book. If you had told me any of this was possible 7 years ago, I would have said you were freaking crazy. None of these things were in my plan, not one of them. Why would I have said you were crazy? Because back then I didn't use fear to its fullest potential to realize what was possible for me. And I don't want you to make the same mistake and leave all of this opportunity on the table. 7 years ago, I wasn't skilled in acts of courage by proactive choice. The only time I used to act courageously was when it was forced upon me, when I had to out of necessity. That was until I discovered an amazing TED Talk by a guy called Jia Jiang. And it was called The 100 Days of Rejection. I'm going to pop the link in the show notes. Now, like many migrants, Gia arrived in the United States seeking to realize the American dream. But he also knew he was starting from scratch. He knew it was going to be a challenge to succeed and that rejection was going to come thick and fast. So he and his friend did something unique. They set themselves a challenge to achieve 100 days of rejection. Yes, they proactively went out every day and sought rejection. Basically, they set themselves 100 tasks that they would request of others, one per day for 100 days. And these tasks range from asking a stranger to borrow $100 through to planting a flower in a stranger's backyard and asking whether that was possible. Each ask had one intent, and that was to be rejected, to get that no. Hey, I thought I might just press pause briefly and ask you a question. Are you a leader with a deep-seated passion for developing adaptable people who thrive both in and out of work? But do you have a team that is busy, burnt out, and overwhelmed by uncertainty? If the answer is a massive hell to the yes, why not bring a little hacking happy into your workplace? Check out my new range of keynotes and programs that can help you amplify the potential and, most importantly, the happiness of your people. Go to hackinghappy.co to find out more. And now back to the podcast. how interesting is this in terms of flipping the mindset in what rejection means? So they actually saw this opportunity of going out there and getting 100 rejections as a way to not only build resilience, but as a way to getting to the yeses. They knew that if they didn't get the no's, they would never have what it takes in terms of resilience to get the yeses that might come after that 100th no, that 100th rejection. So here's how it works. The concept of desensitizing oneself to failure was explored earlier than Gia, a guy called Jason Comley. He developed a game which was called rejection therapy, and it was off the back of being rejected by his partner and the fear that that cultivated within him. So basically the sole winning condition of his game, rejection therapy, which apparently was hugely popular, was being rejected by another person or group who were also playing the game. Now, the reason I share these stories is that Jason and Gia learned that getting yeses to what you want in life is a numbers game, which is where I started this podcast. You cannot get yeses unless you are willing to actively seek out and embrace no's. So rejection is fundamental to you actually getting the things you want in life. The only way to get no's often is to step into fear and discomfort and to do it daily. And by doing that, you get the yeses that we're talking about. Small acts of courage over time, like the crazy asks of Gia and the game that Jason created, build the confidence for them and also builds a confidence for people like you and I to lean into bigger acts of courage. This is how you push yourself and your potential to places you never imagined possible. This is how you learn to not accept the first no that you get, to not let a no stop you, or to not let the fear of a no stop you from asking for what it is that you want. Now, these small acts, like Gia's rejection, 100 days of rejection, they're termed micro-bravery. So doing little things every day that scare you are acts of micro-bravery. Now, the reality is that the impact of these small acts of stepping into fear every day, small acts of being courageous every day, even if they seem silly or insignificant, can be profound over time. Acts of micro-bravery are relative to you because everyone's courage baseline is different. So what your act of micro-bravery might be in each day might be fundamentally different from mine, and that does not matter, as long as you are moving up from your baseline. Everybody in the realm of courage, in the realm of asking for what they want, has the potential to grow. Now, micro-bravery can be as simple as what I did with the two women in the park, asking them whether or not they would allow me to gift them a yoga practice and a little joy into their day, or could equally be as simple as emailing someone you've admired from afar and asking them out for a coffee. These are acts of micro-bravery. These are little things you can do every day that will have an impact if you consistently practice this skill. The intent is simple, right, of micro-bravery. It's a practice in surfing the edge of your comfort zone. It's how you practically immerse yourself in and get comfortable with discomfort, which we hear so often, but rarely is there practical advice on how to do that. It equally provides a basis to act more courageously by proactive choice rather than waiting until life or the world disrupts you. And when we disrupt ourselves through proactive choice, when we build courage through proactive choice rather than through external disruption that's outside of our control, that is when we start to build our mental wealth, which is something we can draw down on when things do go to shit that are outside of our control. So how might you start to play with this concept of micro-bravery, the idea of rejection therapy? Where would you even begin to learn to love a no? Because it sounds like such a crazy concept. Let me fuel with coffee and I'll tell you. Now, there's this brilliant little tool that I came across, oh gosh, probably about 6 years ago now, and it fundamentally changed my life. And it's called 100 No's. And I write about this in my book. Basically, here's how it works. Okay, and trust me, if you are someone who lets fear stop you, who lets fear of rejection, fear of failure stop you from asking for what you want, this tool is perfect, perfect for you. So basically, here's how it works. You grab a piece of paper and on it write down 100 no's. Stick it somewhere you'll see it, somewhere visible, every single day. Now, your goal is to get out there and ask for one no a day. Step into micro bravery every single day. Now, every day it can be different. These can be really small acts of micro bravery, but your sole intent is to get out there, start acting courageously within the spirit of realizing your potential and within the spirit of knowing that you cannot get yeses if you don't get noes. Every no you get as part of your 100 no's is a win. You get to tick it off. And it's brilliant because it's moving you closer to your goal of 100 no's. So what we're doing is we're reframing a no in your mind to a positive from a negative, because the whole objective of the 100 no's is to get 100. If you get 100, you win, right? But there's a catch. There is an absolute catch, because it's harder than you might think. What ends up happening is that every no you get moves you closer to a yes. And like I mentioned with some of the yeses that I have had that I never expected possible, they have all come off the back of this particular practice. So are you ready to rock potential you didn't know you had, to start getting your no's? When you get yeses as part of your 100 no's, make sure you write them down, those unexpected yeses, and track them along with your no's. It's a really powerful way, again, to help you reframe these no's in your mind. So that is the practice. It is as simple as writing 100 no's down on a piece of paper, putting it somewhere visible that you see it every day, getting out there each day and challenging yourself to step into discomfort and produce one act of micro bravery in the service of getting rejected, and just watch what happens. All I ask is that you try it on. Try it on and see what happens. Just imagine what could be possible for you if the no you think you're going to get actually turns out to be a yes. I want you to remember one thing about being rejected, about getting no's. Remember, it is a numbers game, and you cannot get yeses if you do not get no's. So it's time to get out there and practice your 100 no's. Start asking for all the things you ever wanted that you've been too afraid to ask for. I'd love to hear how your 100 no's goes. So feel free to reach out via Instagram. You can DM me directly there. Just look for me via Hacking Happy Co. Or you can email me directly, hello@hackinghappy.co. I'd love to hear how it goes. Now, if you've loved today's podcast, you might want to jump into the show notes and order a copy of my book, Hacking Happiness, which includes the 100 No's tool and more details around how to utilize it. My words are still scrambled. It also has an abundance of many other tools designed to help you navigate the scale of uncertainty that we are experiencing from a place of intention and balance, so that you can inject more of what matters into each day and build your mental wealth. So until next time, my friends, have a beautiful week. Happiness looks good on you. I'll be back with you next week. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If there was something that ignited a flame or sparked a thought within you from this conversation, please take a screenshot and share it on your preferred social media platform. Feel free to tag me in Hacking Happy Co. or Penny Lacalso. Reviews are so important to reaching my goal of making 10 million beautiful humans just like yourself happier. So if you enjoyed your listen, please take a moment, leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until the next episode, remember, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.